7-10, KPND, depend on us.
I can't agree. I'm sorry. There's only three themes to country music: get drunk, commit adultery, and drive a truck. That's pretty much about it.
Well, yeah, but you forgot You Took My Woman.
Oh, okay. That one, too.
So You Took My Woman, so I took your horse.
And sometimes trains.
You're making country music fans across the Central Oregon very upset right now.
I love country music. And you can just ask our neighbors, our good friends over at the mountain. They know.
They don't even like country. No, I'm just kidding.
They love it.
I'm kidding.
All right. The news today, by the way, brought to you by Circle K. Join the 89ers. Stop into any participating Circle K and pick up any size Thirst Buster in a no-sweat cup for just 89 cents. It is about 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Let's go into the news center now. Here's Kim Birchfield.
Thank you, Frank. Forest Service law enforcement officials have caught five suspects connected to the recent vandalism to a popular cave on the Deschutes National Forest. The case has now been referred to the U.S. Department of Justice. In April, the Hidden Forest Cave south of Bend was heavily vandalized. Graffiti was sprayed on trees, and many cave features and fires destroyed parts of the area. Gene Nelson Dean with the Deschutes National Forest says the damage was extensive, and it's possible they won't be able to fully restore it.
And it was culturally significant to some of the nearby tribes, as well as it was cherished by people who like caving. It's important bat habitat, and all of those features were damaged.
The five suspects may face misdemeanor, felony, or civil action in the matter. The Forest Service wants to thank members of the High Desert Grotto, Bend Police Department, and Crime Stoppers for their assistance in this investigation. An ancient disease shows up in Oregon. 1110 KBND's Mary Lose explains.
Prineville cat has just been diagnosed with an ancient disease, bubonic plague. Dr. Emilio DeBess is a state veterinarian.
Plague is usually transmitted through flea bites.
The cat may have been hunting and acquired fleas from an infected wild animal. Plague is around, but not common in Oregon.
It's a case of plague that we haven't seen before in a while.
The disease can be deadly, but only three human cases have been diagnosed since 1995, and everyone recovered. The best protection for humans is insect repellent. For pets, flea treatments. In Portland, Mary Lose, 1110 KBND Radio News.
The state of Oregon calls it a $1.9 million fraud case involving a Bend financial advisor who allegedly took clients' money for years. 1110 KBND's Lori Broad reports on that.
Officials with the Oregon Department of Consumer and Business Services say Jacqueline Atkinson of Bend defrauded clients almost $2 million over 17 years. They issued a cease and desist order and fined AXA Advisors $75,000 for failing to supervise its former registered rep. The state says from 1989 to 2006, Atkinson sold fictitious investments with promised guaranteed rates of 6-10%. But in reality, she deposited client funds into her bank account and kept the money.
The unfortunate thing in this case, I will say too, is a lot of the victims were elderly and many of them knew Ms. Atkinson. So there was a trust there.
State spokesperson Melanie Massaro says as part of the order, AXA agreed to compensate clients and make them whole. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
Governor John Kitzhaber signs into law an update of the state's 40-year-old bottle bill. 1110 KBND's Felicia Heaton reports more containers will require a nickel deposit.
Beverages sold in glass, aluminum, or plastic containers will be added to the list no later than 2018, unless they hold milk, wine, or liquor, Governor John Kitzhaber.
Over the 40 years, we have recycled over 3 billion containers in the state of Oregon, which has discouraged litter and has definitely reduced the amount of waste that goes into our landfills.
Senator Jackie Dingfelder says the update was required to maintain the program's effectiveness.
Some things that were never even thought about when the bottle bill was first signed into law 40 years ago, like energy drinks.
The bill also encourages the expansion of redemption centers. Felicia Heaton, 1110 KBND Radio News.
The Oregon Humane Society is sending a team to Joplin, Missouri to help run the shelter for animals displaced by the tornado. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports.
When the tornado hit, dogs and cats were scattered for miles around. Many lost their families. Many have no one to care for them anymore.
A lot of pets are just frightened. They don't want to come out of their house.
David Lytle says the Oregon Humane Society is sending 9 volunteers to work in the shelter. The technical animal rescue team has special training to work with traumatized animals.
If there's any special needs dogs that may be aggressive or hard to handle, they're really skilled at dealing with those kind of problems.
In 2005, the team was sent to New Orleans following Hurricane Katrina.
In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.